Mishnah Tes, the walls of a sukkah have to be a proper partition, a proper separation from the outside, a real wall, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that Hamshal Shal Dufonis Ben Amal Alamata, one who brings down walls from the top towards the bottom. So he doesn't build the walls starting on the ground, rather he has a wall suspended from the roof or something, or from a beam at the top, and it doesn't quite reach the ground. Im Gevermin Aretz Shloshet Tufachim, if it is at least 3 tefachim above the ground, so there is an at least 3 tefachim high gap at the bottom of the wall, Pesula, it is invalid, since things can come in and out. The Gemara gives the example of a goat. A goat would be able to come underneath that gap into the sukkah, so that is hardly considered to be a separation, and therefore it's not a valid wall, so it cannot be counted as one of the 3 walls of a sukkah. Of course, if there were 4 walls, and only one of the walls was like this, then it would be a valid sukkah. Alright, now the Mishnah now introduces us to another concept, which is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's a tradition which we have going back to Moshe. We already saw earlier on in the Perek the concept of Dofen Akuma, which is where you have invalid tzachach on the side of the roof of the sukkah. So if it's less than 4 amas, if it's within 4 amas of the wall, we view the wall as if it bends to be touching the sukkah. So that's one unique Halacha Moshe Mesinai when it comes to the laws of sukkah. We're now going to be introduced to another one known as Gud Asik Mechitzasa, or Gud Asik for short. And that is, says the Mishnah, Minamata Lamala, if the walls of your sukkah go from the bottom, from the floor, upwards, like most walls, in Gevermin Oretz Asarot Tfachim, if it is at least 10 Tfachim high from the ground, the wall is at least 10 Tfachim high, then Kesheyo, it is a valid wall, even if the wall does not reach the Sechach. Even if the Sechach is way higher, so the wall is not touching the Sechach, as long as the Sechach is either directly above the wall, or even within 3 tefachim horizontally from the wall, the concept of Gud Asik says that we view it as if the wall goes upwards all the way to the Sechach. Once you've got a 10 tefachim wall, we view it as if it goes up to the sky forever. Which means that even if the Sechach is not directly above the wall, but it's within 3 tefachim of where the wall would be if you view it as going upwards, so then you can use the concept of Lovod as well, to say that since it's within 3 tefachim, we view it as if it is indeed connected. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Keshem Shem Mata Lamala Asar Tefachim, just like when it comes to a wall which is going from the bottom to upwards, if the wall is 10 tefachim high, then it doesn't matter how large the gap is between the top of the wall and the sechach, because of the principle of Gud Asik, Kach Melamala Lamata Asar Tefachim. So too, if you have a wall going from upwards downwards, Asar Tefachim, and the wall is at least 10 tefachim tall, there too, that wall is considered to be a valid wall for the sake of the sukkah, and this is known as a mechitza taluya, a suspended partition, and according to Yesi, that is considered to be a valid mechitza, a valid partition and separation from the outside. Now, we mentioned the concept of dofen akuma, where if you have invalid tzachach on the side of your sukkah, then even up to 4 amas of it, 4 amas wide, will not invalidate the sukkah because of dofen akuma, we view it as if the wall bends inwards. Now, that is only if you have something there. It's invalid tzachach, but it's there, so it's less recognizable that there's a gap between the tzachach and the wall, and so even if it's up to 4 amas, it is still valid. However, if there is a gap between the end of the tzachach and the wall, there we don't say dofen akuma, and so the only mechanism we've got remaining is lovod, which says that if there is less than 3 tefachim between the tzachach and the wall, so then we can view it as if it's connected. But hirchek es ha-sikuch min ha-tefonis shoshu tefachim, if you distance the tzachach from the walls by 3 tefachim or more, then pesula, then the wall is invalid, and if it's one of the 3 walls, then the entire sukkah is invalid, because that wall is not considered to be part of the sukkah, since we do not say dofen akuma unless there is some material over there.